You are now listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Des here in the building. Yeah, Steve Des is here with a brand new Steve Des Island Podcast. The podcast I bring my most wonderful, talented, amazing, and just awesome friends that work in showbiz here to talk about stuff, about what's happening in life between them, between me, mostly about me because I like to talk, right? Nah, I'm kidding. But yeah, today's guest is like a superb, amazing, super duper awesome person because this guy is not only a writer, is not only a music producer, is not only an actor, is not only a director, specifically a bunch of commercials. Because he makes tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of commercials. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? We might be witnessing right now a Pulitzer Prize future winner, an Academy Award nominee and winner in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Josh Levin!
Engaging spaceship. Touchdown. Doors have opened. What up, Stevie?
Oh, my God. I thought you got abducted by aliens for a second.
The aliens. We are the aliens.
What's going on, Josh?
What's happening, man? Thanks for having me. What an intro, man. Yeah, man, that's crazy. I never think about all that stuff. I just create, man. That's crazy.
And I left a ton of stuff that you do behind, man. I'm just saying the first couple of things because, you know, it's only an hour and a half podcast. Right, we don't have all that time to list everything that you do.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's crazy. That's crazy, man. It feels good, you know, just to be able to create and make a living doing it and then help others create as well, you know, so.
That's great, that's man. When did that passion of directing, like, came from you?
I've probably been directing videos since I've been probably 7, 8 years old.
Wow.
Shooting stuff. I remember shooting specifically little books that were about lessons, and we would come up with little skits about being selfish. Hmm. And then, like, one of them was, like, you know, not sharing. And then we'd come up with this whole sketch where our family would all be acting it, all my brothers and sisters would be acting it, and we'd be shooting it with this book telling the pages about not being selfish or not being this and not being that. And
let's talk about not being selfish. Today's lesson is...
And then we'd act it out. It was just crazy. Yeah, so, I mean, it's been in there for a while, man, so... Yeah,
that's cool, man. And you have you posted like any of this stuff? Like, do you still
have it
on
file? The vault? That stuff's in the vault, man. I've got stuff in the vault. Like, who knows? Who knows if hopefully that stuff never does come out.
It will come out to haunt you. I'm telling you,
man,
media is gonna be all over it.
Oh shit!
And also, have you ever had the spark of like making something like Family Guy? Because you make, like, tons of, like, cool voices.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm surprised you haven't, like, taken off in, like, voice acting.
I would definitely, animation and in 3D. I would love to get into a few cartoons here in the near future. I've got a few things coming up that maybe I could expand into that realm as well. But, no, definitely. Love doing the voices. And I love doing all those funny voices. Yeah, you could probably do 27 characters and... in about 27 seconds if you really try to, and you can just morph right into them. And then you can just relax and breathe. I'm just playing.
No, that's freaking cool, man. Were you like me? Like, I would do that like in front of the mirror when I was like, because I was mainly home alone a ton of times.
Oh, man,
yeah. Because I grew up with like a single mother, so...
Right.
All the time, I was just, like, bored at the house. Right, sometimes right. I would be like, let me just stand in front of the mirror. I would just start making,
right.
I want some cookies right now. But every time you do this, I've been telling you. And I just start doing crazy stuff with my voice. And that's how I kind of developed more of my, right. You know, talents towards that.
Yeah,
how did
yeah.
you
yeah.
do it?
Yeah, it's a similar story. I remember the first time I was able to record my voice was when I was a young age, and being able to do it on your own and record it and played back and record it and played back and then tweak with it and slow it down. That was kind of when I started playing around with stuff. And I remember somehow, I don't know what I did, but I messed with some frequencies and some radios and some record players, and I overtook a radio station, a local channel within the realm of like three houses around my neighborhood. Where I was broadcasting one of my radio shows that I had produced at like age 9. And I don't know how it happened, but I guess I turned it up really loud and did some weird thing. And all of a sudden, my channel that I was playing out of a tape player was playing on Oldies 92.9, which was like the big oldies station. And it would only do it around our little radius. And I couldn't figure it out, but I played it as long as I could. My radio station.
That's so cool, man.
But no, I used to do all that type of stuff with puppets and magic stuff when I was a little kid. Do voices, kind of integrate comedy with magic. Back when I was younger, I had an interest in that as well. So yeah, I mean, it just goes on, you know.
You still got some magic tricks on you?
Oh, you know, magic. You know, I definitely like to dabble in magic for sure.
I went to magic school for a second too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Magic Castle. You ever go check out the Magic Castle?
I never been, because you have to be invited to go to the Magic Castle.
Oh, consider yourself invited. Consider yourself invited there, buddy. Consider yourself invited.
Okay. Let's go and check it out.
You got it live.
There you go, people. I am going to the Magic Castle. I'm going to report all about it.
So what'd you do in magic? What did you do? Could you levitate, or what was your main?
Mainly card tricks. Things like that. Because when I started... You know, I just got interested in magic because I thought it was wonderful as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I got, like, those kid starter magic tricks with, like, the cups and the balls. And you do all that and disappear or whatever.
Right.
And the whole coin disappear in your ear. No, that's fine. That's just for the soundboard. This one's going to keep on doing that.
The audio and the soundboard. Keep going.
and then I went. They opened this magic school at the mall. And I said, "Hey, Mom, can I sign up?" And she's like, "Yeah, okay, something to do." And so I signed up, and I took a couple of classes, and then it got shut down. So that's
magically
got shut down with all my money.
With all your money, your
for a whole year, and it got shut down like 3 weeks.
Right.
But you know, the most I learned was like, you know, yeah, like card tricks, things like that. That's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Not on camera.
Not
on camera. I was actually watching today the documentary of Sanjay Gupta on weed. You haven't seen it?
I've heard about it.
They put it on CNN and stuff, because he was a person that he was anti-weed. And he was like, "No, I'm not, you know, I think weed is bad for you, this and that, and it's horrible." Then he did this documentary, and his whole mind changed. If you see this documentary, I encourage everybody that's listening or watching this podcast to watch this documentary. It's completely, fully on YouTube. It basically shows you how this little girl, that she was born with epilepsy, she was having constant seizures, man. Like, she was having, like, 150 seizures a week all the time. And they tried every single drug there is. And the doctors were even saying, "We're going to have to put her on a coma." Basically, that's what they said. And the parents didn't want to do that. So they basically got weed, but low in THC, but high in CBD. And it completely restored that girl. That girl could walk, could talk.
Wow.
Didn't have any single seizure. She was eating. She was being a normal person.
Wow.
Crazy. And there's another dude that he has this condition that he's always shaking, and he stutters when he talks.
Yeah.
So he can't complete really sentences. And as soon as he takes like literally like one hit, just one hit in like a minute to 5 minutes, he's completely normal.
Huh.
It's insane, like, the amount of, like, medical, you know, help it does. Especially when I saw that documentary. I literally saw it, like, today or yesterday or something like that.
Yeah, no, I'm looking it up right now.
Sanjay Gupta.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome, man. It's great to hear, like, when great things happen in the world. I love...
Well, no, film and media is definitely, you know, a big part of, a big player in making people's minds change on certain topics, you know, music, movies, mm-hmm. documentaries, obviously, you know, in this case, it's huge. It's huge when you can have a clear-cut idea and show both sides of it and then prove a point, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's great, man. I'm disappointed that I wasn't a fan of documentaries before. But now I'm a huge fan because I come to learn so much just by watching Netflix. Literally, just by watching Netflix, I've learned
everything on Netflix, right?
Well, not everything, because not everything is educational. Like, have you seen that movie Reefer Madness? That movie is crazy.
That's crazy. An old school film. Yes, I have.
Old school, 1932, I believe.
Trying to scare people and thinking that it's going to turn them crazy. Right.
It's
right.
Insane. And I watched, there's a documentary also on it called The Union. Great documentary as well. And what they were saying is that the when they prohibited it, it was basically that they said because Mexicans and blacks are raping white women. And that's the reason it got, one of the reasons why it got banned. Mm-hmm. They used to call it like the loco drug or something like that because it was the Mexican drug. Huh. It came from out of the border.
Huh. Fascinating, right?
Mm-hmm. It's insane, man. It's crazy. This society, this world that we live in. That's why people like me divulge in gaming. Grand Theft Auto. Exactly. I finished it. I'm done.
It's either gaming or twerking, right? It's like, which one are you going to do? I mean, like, okay, we'll game, you know.
Well, listen, I can't twerk because, first of all, twerking is for people with amazing hand strength, which I don't have. Because the original twerking, you have to be upside down, basically.
That's true.
But legs
not this
up
new, this lazy twerking that's been...
That's the Miley Cyrus
right,
twerk.
It's lazy, like, twerking that's been made popular. What's going on with this, man? We need a whole documentary on this.
I'm just saying, somewhere in the world, there's a 15-year-old kid jacking off to all the twerk videos. So, ladies, just please stop twerking.
Right.
No, Mike, this society is just going crazy.
Friends don't let friends twerk.
No. Mm-hmm. Like, before, we had to wait for, like, it was 3 a.m. for BET Uncut to come. And there will be like naked bitches there, and that's the time you jack off. That's
oh,
the time.
Man.
Now you can, any kid can just open Vine, and search twerk, and it's gonna be constant ass.
Take it back even further before the BET late night. You got the late night cable stations that you don't even get the blurry lines. You know what I'm saying? Every once in a while, you might make out a little titty. You know what I'm saying? But you got that audio, you know what I'm saying? That audio works sometimes. Oh, man. Shit, that's great news, dude. Is that you?
It might be me. Let's see.
Oh, let's see.
Oh, snap. Take it, Josh. It's my mom real quick. Let me take it.
Okay, take that.
Hello.
So what's going on? We're just here with Steve Dez. He's on the phone with his mother. You got to answer the phone when your mother calls. It's just sometimes you have to. I mean, you know, you got to give praise and thanks, you know, ones who made you. So that's what we're in the moment of doing of. And the following broadcast is brought to you in part by Steve Dez Island Radio. We're just making hits and creating and doing a little improv comedy and smiling it out, folks. And he's back.
I'm back, people. I'm back. SpaghettiOs. What? SpaghettiOs.
You're better than your SpaghettiOs.
Take my SpaghettiOs from the bowl, cause I'm about to lick your balls.
SpaghettiOs. Following was brought to you by SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs, nigga.
SpaghettiOs, bitches.
Bam, bam. I swear my beta fish is stupid. Right now my beta fish is upside down. And look.
Shmita shmish.
And every time he looks at himself.
Am I showing shmita shmish? You gonna smash? Where's your fader fish?
It's over here. You don't see
it?
Oh,
it's fader fish.
Look, and right now it's going after the window. It's like there's like a little mirror there.
He doesn't know that the window's there.
He thinks it's another beta fish, and you know that they're fight fish. I used to be an evil kid. I used to buy beta fish and put them to fight and bet with my cousin. Like, nice. he will get like five, and I will get five.
You should do that right now. That'd be great.
I don't have another beta fish. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it to this kid. I mean, this chump over here will kill anybody.
Fish rights activists. Totally joking about the fish fight.
I'm going to have PETA suing my podcast.
PETA. Nice. Now, have you seen that? You seen that commercial for Shark Week?
Nah.
Oh man, you got to see it. It's Fluffy or something, and they're releasing a dolphin into the wild.
Mm.
And then it's a news broadcast, and everyone's watching it live on TV. And then the shark comes up and bites him, and bites him in half, and it goes Shark Week.
That's insane. Are you a big shark enthusiast?
Like, no, I'm just a big funny commercial enthusiast.
Oh, okay.
But no, sharks are crazy. I don't like sharks.
Dude,
like sharks.
I watched Sharknado. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, I've heard about it. Yeah, I've heard a lot
that
about
movie
it.
Is horrible.
I heard it was
horrible.
I heard it was Bad News Bears.
Oh my god. And then no, but this is the most surprising thing. They have another movie. I haven't seen it yet. I don't even know if I want to see it, but it's called Ghost Shark. It's basically a shark that gets killed and comes back for revenge. And he can appear from every form of water. Hmm. So he can come out of the ocean. He can come out of your 7-Eleven Big Gulp.
So it makes no sense whatsoever.
He comes out of your pool. Like, it makes absolutely no sense.
Is that right?
I'm just fascinated on how this ghost shark even gets killed. It's like
do the trailer right now. Let's hear it.
I thought you wanted to
do your impersonation of the trailer. Yeah, do your impersonation of the trailer.
In a world where sharks are dead, and one shark comes back.
Dun, dun.
From the producers of Sharknado.
Dun, 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 dun.
Director Michael Bay. Starring Lindsay Lohan. That was a line of coke that Lindsay Lohan did. Charlie Sheen. And Alfonso Ribera for French Prince.
Every day, it's going to be okay.
It's not on you,
that's what I was looking for. My Google wasn't searching. I was like, what is that? It's not unusual to feel bad at any time. It's not unusual. Okay.
And guest starring Ron Jeremy.
Movie that no one wants to see.
Ghost Shark 3D.
But we'll pump millions and millions of dollars into marketing it, and we will make you see it.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, that just happened.
That just happened.
That just went down.
Improv. Do you ever took improv classes out here?
I've taken a few.
Which ones? IO?
IO. IO West.
IO.
Definitely need to take more, definitely.
Are you from Florida as well?
From Florida. You from New York? Hey, you from Chicago? Yeah, you must be from, where you from, man? Oh, nah.
California,
bro, man. You're a California kid.
Just go catch some waves, bro. Just hanging out, you know, bro.
No, because the trend is everybody, at least Shane's group, it's like everybody's from Florida.
Right, right, right.
And pretty much everybody goes to IO.
Right, right, right. No, IO, great people, man. It's a good community, definitely.
That's the place I perform the most, IO, but the only place I haven't taken classes. Okay. So I think it's like a city, UCB, and Groundlings.
Okay. You'll see Bing, Groundlings, you know, LSG, you know, FTU. No, UCB's great, dude. Fucking great stuff, dude.
Are you going to see shows at UCB?
It's on the list of things to do, you know, that LA people never get around to doing, you know. Go see a show at UCB.
What touristic things have you done here? Like, what things, like, mainly tourists do you have that have you done? Like, have you taken pictures on the Walk of Fame? Have you gone to Griffith Park? Have you hiked up Runyon?
I've hiked up Runyon, definitely hiked up Runyon. I want to see the Hollywood sign. The old Malibu hikes, you know, you got to do the old Malibu hikes.
I never done the Malibu hikes. Do the old Malibu haven't done hikes. The Hollywood thing, the Hollywood sign thing.
Oh, I haven't done the Hollywood sign. You got to do the old Santa Monica thing, of course. I go there pretty much all the time.
The pier, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's, that's like my gym, my jungle gym.
Jungle gym.
That's where I do my TRX workouts. Once every week, maybe, shit. No, let's see what else. What's the last thing you've done?
The last thing I've done, touristy, I don't even know, man.
I went to that wax museum one time.
I haven't been there either.
Yeah, I went with my girlfriend and I think my little niece, yeah.
Hmm.
Hard Rock Cafe, you know, that's kind of touristy.
Yeah. I've been to Jimmy Kimmel.
I went to Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm. Like, but that was like a long time ago.
I went when he first started back in the day.
I went to like two or three shows.
I think I went to his first show ever, to be honest with you. Good old Jimmy Kimmel.
Are you like from LA? Or are you from like Northern California?
Up north, the small Central Valley town.
Central Valley.
Actually called Visalia.
Mm.
Near Fresno. You ever heard of Fresno?
Yeah, I know Fresno.
About 25, 30 minutes from... Fresno.
Is it as big as Fresno or?
No, it's a little bit smaller.
Hmm.
About 120,000 people.
Hmm.
Small town.
So atmosphere. You knew everybody?
Yeah. Everybody knows everybody there. For sure.
For sure,
my friend.
Or how was the life of a kid growing up there? Was it rough? Was it okay?
It was rough on the streets. Yo, Visalia, dog. No. It was, I'd say, I grew up not having a lot of money or anything. Like, I had a paper route when I was, I'd say, 9 years old. I started my paper route. My brother had a paper route, so we kind of do it together. My parents helped us out with the paper route, believe it or not. Drive us in the morning sometimes when I didn't want to do it. Made sure we did that because we wanted money and they wouldn't give us money. So anything that I had to get, I had to earn it, at a young age. You know, my first Nintendo was got by, selling M&Ms at the local store for Little League, you know, and we, boom, sold enough to get that Nintendo. The next year, sold enough to get that Super Nintendo. So we're jumping off, though, you know. Nobody even knew.
And he got the Nintendo when
the
PlayStation were out.
Exactly,
so.
Right.
Got it for $5.
Got that PlayStation when that PS3 was out, you know what I'm saying? You know, had to play up, had to stay up on that Ken Griffey Jr. baseball, though, on that Super Nintendo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And all those other fun games back in the day.
You didn't even go to the 90s party that we had.
Oh, I was there before you were there. Dude. I had to make my little quick little entrance.
Oh, okay.
I got called out.
What did you play?
I was in line. I ate a little bit of everything.
Hmm.
A fruit roll up, and, you know, one of those little Swiss cake rolls that I used to take for lunch every day. You know, would stop over there at the Get and Go, daily Get and Go, and pick up some chips and some Swiss cake rolls for my lunch. You know how we do. Oh, shit. That's funny. Oh, yeah, man. The 90s party. What else do you remember from the 90s?
All that. Keenan and Kel.
Keenan and Kel. Is that the same people? Key and Peele?
Those are different people. Completely different people.
Keenan and Kel. Didn't they turn into Key and Peele?
That would be hilarious.
It would be a funny skit. Let's do it. Let's write it down. That's funny, though.
Keenan now is a big star, and Kel is like nowhere.
Right.
It's hilarious because everybody thought he was going to be the other way around.
Ended up doing a little flipperoo.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the last commercial you were on? Tell us about that last commercial you were on.
The last commercial I was on?
Yeah, what was the last commercial you were on?
The North Hollywood Toyota.
Oh, wait. Weren't you on one just a couple days ago, too?
The baby one?
The baby one?
I didn't even know the name of it.
Which one? Which baby one?
The one that we shot?
Yeah, the one that we shot. Was that the last one you shot?
Yeah.
You didn't do another one after that? Talking about the one that we traveled in Lancaster, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about that one. How'd you feel about your role?
Oh, my role. It was great. It was amazing. You know, it was tough because when you have those roles that you don't get lines, it's really rough because everybody thinks it's easy, but it is not. I'm telling you, the more lines you have, the easier it is.
Right.
But when you have no lines, you got to concentrate really, really greatly, you know, to transmit to the audience, you know, watching it,
right.
that you're this character. You know, you have to convince the audience without words. You know how hard that is? That's some method acting for you guys. Like, I had to be locked in a room to get ready for this character for 2 weeks. Just like Heath Ledger. And I was doing the same pills. And I didn't die. I guess he's stupid.
And that's how the cookie crumbles.
And that's how the cookie crumbles. Bruce Almighty.
I guess he's stupid. Oh, snap. No, so we didn't give you any roles, any lines. I'm sorry about that, man. We'll have to have you channel your inner...
Nobody had lines.
Inner charter school student, you know?
Oh, wait. People had lines. Yeah.
Why did you go to charter school? Why did you go to charter school?
Why did I go to charter school?
Yeah, was it your family? Did they push you towards out of high school and into a charter school?
Are you talking about the background of my character?
The background of your character.
Which one? Because I have multiple characters.
Oh, you had multiple. That's why
it was so difficult for me. So I have multiple characters. I had kid with orange shirt. Okay.
I remember kid with orange shirt. He was a bully though. He was like, oh, I got an orange shirt. Look at me.
I had nerdy with glasses.
He was cool. He's the one that you wanted to do your homework. You know what I'm saying?
I had the one that will look and smile. I will look at the...
Look and smile. Shy guy, dude. Shy guy. Yeah. Shy guy. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Which one I had? I had the one that didn't raise his hand when everybody did.
Maybe that was a good character right there. That's mm-hmm. probably why you went to charter school. Because the other characters could have been public school guys. Mm. That probably was the charter school guy. He didn't even want to, you know, he didn't want to raise his hand. He's an uncomfortable guy.
Yeah. Plus, I played the character. No, this actually wasn't a character. But you can consider it a character. I was in character too. I was PAing.
Oh, PA. Yeah, you got to love the PAs. PAs make it go smooth.
You know, so I was lifting, putting down.
I was PAing too then at that point. Shit. Hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do on set, man. Shit.
Yeah, man.
So, no, that's definitely how it happens, man. I mean, I've done PAing plenty of times.
Mm-hmm.
Gotten coffees for people, you know, two sugars, cream, one sugar, no cream. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That sucks, man. Especially like when you're like PAing in like a job that they treat you just like crap.
Right.
Yeah. Like I only been on a couple sets that they just treat me horrible, but with everybody I mostly work with, especially with you, man, like, I'm treated awesomely, man. I appreciate it.
You hear that? He appreciates it. If you build it, they will. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Steve Dez Island.
Yeah, man. I'm here in the Steve Dez Island. I'm looking for the flag.
Yeah, man.
What is going on?
Warp zoning into the island, asking for the drink. Where's the drink at? Yo, lady.
Yes.
Hey, yo, lady.
Yes.
What do we got to do to get a drink over here?
Maybe give me a tip.
I give you the tip.
Not the tip.
I got the tip for you, sweetheart.
No, not the tip.
Hey, sweetheart. You see, you got a manager here?
Yes. You want me to call him?
No, call her. Call whoever. Call the female manager for me, please.
No, it's a guy manager. Because
I don't
want
to talk to the manager.
You got another female.
We don't got a female. Females cannot be power.
Okay, I'll talk to the manager. That sounds good.
Okay.
Manager. This damn manager. Where's this manager at?
Okay. Yo!
Hey, manager, how you doing? I'm just got a little problem with your service here.
You got a problem with me, son?
Yeah, I got a problem with you. Sounds good, though, huh?
What's going on, son?
What's going on? How's the day going, my friend?
No. What's the problem, son?
Problem. The problem is your girl over there was giving me a little attitude and lip. She wanted the tip. I gave her the tip. She said, no, not that tip. And I said, Slavy. And then she's got a lawsuit on me.
The only person that could give her the tip is me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can give it a tip, but you're not going to give her the tip. I'm the only one allowed to give her the tip.
I didn't know. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm totally sorry, man. How can I make it up to you? Is there something I can do?
Can you give me the tip?
Oh, snap. It's like dead in this crib, huh? What are you talking about over here? Okay. You know, I can make an exception for maybe you, but...
All right. I'm going to unzip your pants.
And now it happened.
What?
The oldest trick in the book, huh? Fell right into that one, huh?
There you go, voice acting. Now, somebody, whoever is an animator out there, should make that a cartoon.
There you go, little boy. Oh, geez. Steve Des Island, huh?
Steve Des Island, that's
Steve
what we
Des
do.
Steve Des Island, the land of the warped, huh?
The land of the warp. That still hasn't, like, dumped the whole
farm. Oh, yeah, it's dumped. I just never unplugged that shit. Into the abyss.
He was transferring files through his computer with his fancy MacBook.
So we're working on a commercial right now for an old folks home called South Bay Home Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a jingle. And the jingle goes a little like, as the years they caught up to me, started to lose my mobility, needed quality healthcare. South Bay Home Healthcare. Here to like take care of the ones that you love, ones you love. Quality service that I needed, and I need to be my best friend. And I'm back on my feet again. Mobility my way. And so we have these visuals. We're going to hire a bunch of old people, and the old people are going to act up all these old people things.
But real old people or fake old people?
We're going to get real old people. Or unless, you know, maybe we cast like Johnny Knoxville to play an old person. Have you seen that new movie that's coming out?
Yeah.
Is that a real old person or is that Johnny Knoxville?
That's Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, okay.
See, even you thought it was like...
Right, for a second though, but at first you see and you're like, is that Johnny Knoxville? And then you're like...
You saw the trailer, right?
The movie we're talking about is what? Old Grandpa?
Bad Grandpa. You seen the trailer?
I've seen bits of the trailer.
Have you seen the part that...
I don't know if I've seen the actual...
Toddlers of Tierra? Like, there's a kid dressed up as a...
How does it go?
There's a kid, you know, those little girl competitions? It's like modeling and stuff. It's like basically pageants, but for little girls.
Okay.
So the grandpa submits his grandson on it, dressed up as a girl. Hmm. And he, like... makes a whole mess out of it.
I see.
You haven't seen it? Mm-mm. Oh my god, let me put it here real quick. You need to check this out because it's awesome.
You need to check this out, son. Hey, yo, son, you might check this out, dog. You know what I'm saying, dog? You should be able to check this out, dog. Hey, dog, you know what I'm saying? Yo, dog, why you talking like that?
You know what I'm saying? You might check it out, dog.
What's going on, dog? Oh, that's LeBron James.
You know what I'm saying? LeBron James, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, look at LeBron James.
Yeah, it was the new
is
game.
Is he the next
out.
Jordan, though?
Is he the next Jordan? This is the thing. I came to conclusions with myself because I'm done debating, man. I'm done.
Done debating?
Absolutely done. This is the thing. Basketball, I'm going to treat basketball like an art. you know? So art is different. At the end of the day, there's not the best music group ever, because art is...
Yeah, but Michael Jordan's got to be the best ever, though. He just he just soars above it all as far as it... I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I feel you. I feel you. That's just the blanket. He's one of the rare ones that was able to still just encapsulate it, dude.
Well, how can you say he's the best ever? Like, it's like saying Tom Brady's the best quarterback ever.
No, there's just some about... Say his name.
Kobe Bryant?
No, it's the other guy's name.
Tom Brady?
No, the other guy's name. The
LeBron?
Guy's, no, the other guy's name.
Charles Barkley?
The other guy's name. Right here, this guy right here. Say his name.
That guy?
Yeah, say his name. Oh, there's just something about when you say his name. Synonymous with just the best, you know what I mean?
Kobe, basically.
No, Kobe was close, but...
Kobe was close?
He was close, but he just couldn't quite get
Kobe
there.
Kobe is going to play this season, and he just...
And I'm a Kobe fan, and I'm a Laker fan, but
and
he
just
was
tore
close.
It.
He was close.
What do you mean he was close? Kobe's clearly one of the best ever.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. One of the best ever.
No, but that's what one I'm saying. Best, it's like there's no the
there's
best.
There's no debate. Yeah, I don't like debating about it either.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like people, you know, LeBron, hardcore LeBron fans say, oh, LeBron's the best.
Right.
Hardcore Kobe fans say, Kobe's the best. Hardcore Jordan fans say, Jordan's the best. And people that are not even hardcore into that, they say, yeah, Jordan's the best as well. But what I'm saying is that there's no the best. Because at the end of the day, they have their own signature and they all are great in their own form. So it's like art, it's like music. Like, for example,
if you love
David Guetta and I love Queen.
Yeah.
Who can say...
We're going to argue, oh, no, David Guetta.
Queen.
David
Guetta's so dick. David Guetta's so dick.
I sent the Bolts of Lightning, that shit's way better than David.
No, Bohemian Rhapsody, nigga.
They sold more albums, $4.4 million worth of albums. They were number 3 on the Billboard charts for 14 weeks straight.
Yeah, see?
I get it, that now makes sense.
Mm.
Makes sense. But still, Michael Jordan's the best. I mean, that's just...
Disagreed. Just, okay, I'm going to show you the bad grandpa thing. This is freaking hilarious.
Jackass presents another crazy ass movie.
What the hell?
So they're going to be able to see this, or are they going to have to Google it?
Nah, they're going to have to. They're going to be able to hear it, but.
So we're Googling the Bad Grandpa trailer.
Where are we going?
Just keep going straight. You're getting tired?
Yeah. You shouldn't.
A kid is pushing his grandpa from the cart.
Are we gonna get in trouble for this?
They won't notice a thing. That's how it looks most of the time anyway.
Hey, he's stealing stuff.
Oh, shit.
I'm taking you to your dad so he can look after you.
Oh.
Come on, let's have some fun.
You're gonna fix that penguin, bro.
Nope.
Grandpa, this thing doesn't work.
Oh, God. Nothing.
Oh. I'm hungry.
Follow my lead.
Okay, Grandpa.
They're
gonna take that child away from you.
I'm sorry.
You are sorry. You're sorry as hell.
You're very pretty when you're mad.
You're pissing me off.
Thank you for being here today.
What's your stripper's stage name?
I look like a stripper.
I'll just call you Cinnamon.
Wanna have some fun?
This is the best part.
Oh, shit.
You're a pretty little girl. You got it?
One of these girls is a grandpa.
Is that weird?
We
just never seen it, so it's different.
Oh, my gosh. This is the little boy?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh,
6 years old.
Don't hurt me.
Jackass has done it again, folks.
October 25th, man. I'm going to go see that movie.
Oh,
that's
man.
All I got to say.
Oh, man. They have done it again.
That is hilarious, man.
Oh, my gosh. That's like reminds me of that Scarface video with the kids. Have you seen that?
No.
Kids are reenacting Scarface. It's out there, I tell you that much. It is out there.
Everything's on the internet, man.
Yeah, that's you gotta check that one out if you haven't seen that. Google that one.
Have you ever thought of something and put it on Google and then somebody did it or something?
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, what about if a bear kicks somebody in the nuts and then you put that?
Oh yeah, someone's done it, right? Right. They've done it all. It reminds me, would you say, like, the Idiocracy? Have you seen Idiocracy, that movie?
Nah.
Oh, man, it's a great movie. It's just a sign of the time where the world is. It's funny, though. It's the dumbing down of America. You can check out Idiocracy. That movie is fucking great.
Idiocracy.
It's an old 2006 movie.
Luke Wilson's on it.
Yeah, it's one of his passion projects, Luke Wilson. Hilarious.
He wrote it?
Yeah, he gets... He gets frozen, and he wakes up in the future, and he's the smartest man in America, but when he was frozen, he was, like, stupid. But he wakes up in the time where it is now. Oh, man, it is a riot.
Oh, man, Rudolph, Terry Crews is on it. They're great.
Very cult following movie, definitely.
Is it on Netflix?
Oh, I think so.
Might be on Netflix. Who knows? Who knows? Steve Diz Island, man. We're here rocking it Steve Diz Island style with my boy, Josh Levin, award-winning director, blowing smoke in my face.
Levine, Levin, Tomato, Tomata, Diz, Daz. You know how it is. It happens.
You know how it is. Are you excited for Halloween?
Yeah, I'm being in New York for the first time, visiting a little Halloween.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to go check out a little
Broadway
show. For
the first
Broadway
time in
show.
New York.
Yeah, first time. Going to check out a Broadway show. Maybe go to a little Knicks game, hopefully.
You a Knicks fan?
Check out the statue. No, Lakers fan, but, you know, check out a game maybe. If I can get some tickets.
Have you been to Laker games out here?
Yeah, I've been to a few Laker games. How about
up
you?
To this day, I haven't gone, Ooh, man.
It's a good time, yeah.
Yeah. Have to go and check it out because the only person that I find to like hang out or go to basketball games is my boy PK. He's a regular at the Laugh Factory, stand up comic, and but he goes to Clipper games all the time. He's a big Clipper fan. I'm
Clippers, not too. Clippers big. Are back in now. I mean, once they got Chris Paul,
man.
And
whole, just,
when, once David Stern pulled the old no three for you.
Dude, imagine if Chris Paul was in the Lakers, dude.
He could have been a totally different year.
Oh, a total different story, man. Kobe wouldn't got hurt.
We got a bunch of guys that are close, you know? I mean, like, I got nothing wrong with the guys we got. I love them. You know, talking about, what's his name, Steve Nash. And I thought Dwight was the answer. I was like, everybody, but yeah, that's a little
bitch. Dwight was a little bitch. That's what
Dwight,
he
I mean, everybody knows what happened there, so. A little busy.
He was a little bitch. He just wanted to come and take over Lakers, but it ain't like that. It ain't like that.
Trying to check out this little download clip, doing some animation on another project, another jingle project we're working on.
And the installation is free.
For after foreclosure home loans.
After foreclosure home loans. So. Didn't you already have a jingle for that one?
Yeah, that one goes you like... changed it? That one goes like... I had the keys to my castle and I had to see it go. One thing led to another and now it's foreclosed. Then I got online and I wrote this song at After Foreclosure Home Loans. After foreclosure or short sale, you can guarantee just give it a try. They're waiting on you. No, you can't go wrong at After Foreclosure Home Loans. It's funny.
That's cute, man.
I know, that's what I do.
It's that jingle
life. Make jingles and then turn them into commercials, you know. So.
Have you heard my jingle?
Hit it, sing it. Let's do it. The Steve Dez Show.
No, no, not that one. Not the one that was in the beginning of that one. The one from my videos. I have one I can't sing for not a day of my life.
Sing it. I can't sing either. All I'm doing is just messing around.
Well, you sing better than me. I can tell you that.
You sing better than me.
Look.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
It's Steve Dez comedy. It's not TV. It's Dez TV. Subscribe.
Nice. I love it.
It's Steve Dez comedy.
That's tight. I like it. So what'd you make that on? Who made that for you?
The jingle or the video?
The jingle.
The jingle was this dude from YouTube. I never met him in person.
No, I was going to see. I was curious. There's this new site I just heard about, Fiverr. You ever heard of Fiverr?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fiverr.
I heard about it this year, actually. No. Actually, last year was the first time I heard about Fiverr.
Right. Yeah, Fiverr.
I made money out of Fiverr, too.
Oh, have you done some Fiverr?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What you doing on Fiverr, huh?
I was doing people.
You holding up signs? Are you holding up signs in your bikini again? I know it. I know it.
I was basically shaving my pubes with people's names on it.
Oh, shit.
And taking pictures.
The things people will do for money. Part one. Featuring Steve Dez. The pubic hair.
Pubic hair.
Sign.
I was sending my
for $5.
Fungus. My feet fungus for $5.
Hey, yo, how about this one, okay? I'm going to go ahead and make you a little fork out of all of my fingernail clippings. I tell you, this is going to be a quality fork, though. I tell you, you can use it. No, actually, a spoon. Okay, you want a spoon? Okay, you're a spoon type of person. Oh, no, you're a knife type. Okay. Knife type of person. I think I got some points.
Bits for days.
Bits for days.
Hashtag for that, days. People. Bits for days. Yo.
Bits for days. Bits for days. Bits for days. Bits for days.
What?
Piss for days. Wait. Oh, shit. We blended it from bits to piss, you know.
You got to blend it in. You got to blend it in. Bits.
Let me pull up the trailer for that Idiocracy.
Idiocracy trailer. Pop, 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 pop.
20th Century Fox.
At the dawn of the 21st century, the Army began a top-secret experiment.
Meet Joe Bowers, our first subject for the human hibernation experiment. As you know, this is highly classified. However, if successful, we believe humans can be stored indefinitely.
However, the trial run was prone to human error.
See you in a year.
And Joe slept slightly longer than expected. Half a millennium, to be exact. From Mike Judge, creator of Office Space and Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, my God!
Beavis?
If you were the smartest person in the world...
This one's in your mouth. This one goes in your butt. Hang on a second. This one goes in your mouth.
And we're stuck with the dumbest people in history.
If you have one bucket that holds 2 gallons, and another bucket that holds 5 gallons... How many buckets do you have?
Two?
What would you do?
Excuse me, I'm actually supposed to be getting out of prison.
You're in the wrong line.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. You got the highest score in history.
You're even smarter than President Camacho.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president of America!
In the year 2505.
I think I've seen this scene. This scene.
You gotta watch the whole thing, though. It's great.
So you're smart. The ordinary will be considered extraordinary.
I thought your hair would be bigger.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Was that Dax? Was that not Dax? I forget.
Dax?
No, the actor in the end there. I forget his name.
Oh.
Smartest guy in the world. You're pretty dumb.
Yeah, Dax.
Is it Dax?
Yeah.
Dax Shepard.
Yeah, Dax Shepard. See? Fredo. That's the name of this. Frito.
What era would you go to if you had a time machine?
If I had a time machine, I would go to the era where the Native Americans were chilling in the country. I think that was like the coolest era of our recent times, because that was a time where everybody was together. Everybody were just one with the land. They will eat together. They will do fire dances together. And it was just everything. It was in commute. There wasn't no TV, no anything. You only depend on other people. There's no news. You hunt animals. It's crazy times. I think that would be the era I visit. How about you?
Good question, Steve. The era that I would visit. I'd probably visit Revolutionary, before the Revolutionary War, like the first good, like, 25 years, like a little bit after your time, maybe. I don't know what time, what period, but right where they settled in America and everyone was just kind of...
No, I want to be way... I don't even want to be alive when they settled in.
Right.
Because I know that was horrible.
Right when they settled in, you know, I don't know, kind of an interesting time, that era. You're talking about like trying to think of the actual numbers. So if they came in 1776, you're talking about like what, 1600s maybe?
Nah, probably the 14s.
14s, huh? You're going 14s on me?
I'm going 14. I'm making sure I'm not even touching the era when they came whipping people. Yeah. It's a whole different story. Because, for example,
is when 1492 is the magic number, right? Mm. That's the magic number when old Christopher C came down.
Yeah,
that's the magic number, and then the Constitution is around the 17. So in that middle time, then taking it back to that history lesson, see what I remember, you know.
Because if I say, for example, if I say the 1800s, I am messed up. Because I will be basically a slave.
He said, well, that's a good point there, Steve.
Yeah. At least if I was a woman slave, I could be a house woman slave, you know?
I'll be nice to you, dog. I'll be nice. I'll be super nice. You have all the privileges you want. You do it. You watch TV.
You don't got TV back in that time. Your only thing for fun is whipping slaves. That's the thing. And we were your entertainment. Play basketball. Michael Jordan, senior.
Michael Jordan. He's the greatest. He's the greatest.
One day your son is going to be one of the best in basketball. One of the best. And a little guy named Josh is going to be saying he's the best.
He's the best.
He's the best around.
Absolutely. That's good stuff. Oh, man.
Callbacks. Oh, the cops. I got 5 stars. I got to run.
We are in
downtown.
See,
I've been playing too much Grand Theft Auto.
I have a theory. You want to hear my theory about Grand Theft Auto? You want to hear my theory about Grand Theft Auto?
What is your
theory? You want to hear my theory about Grand Theft Auto?
What is your theory about Grand Theft Auto?
I don't want to hear my theory about Grand Theft Auto.
You don't got no theory about Grand Theft Auto?
I got a theory. I don't know. It's the behavior patterns, you know? Like, it's crazy. Who follows the game patterns and who doesn't follow the game patterns, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you actually beat the game and actually did the missions.
Mm-hmm.
But you can just not do any missions, right? And just do whatever you want.
Yeah, but I think everybody does the missions.
Yeah, there's not. The people that aren't doing the missions, I want to know where they live, though. That's all I'm saying.
Everybody gets a little bit of everything, at least.
Right.
You know, some people get more carried away on the free world. Some people get more carried away on the mission. Some people just get carried away in life, and they say, fuck that video game. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, man. That's another very big topic right now going on in the United States, you know?
Well, it surpassed anything. It made $1 billion in 3 days.
Oh, man. They're making more money than movies.
Yeah. Absolutely. You think Hollywood's now going to transition into the video game world? Right. Going to invest their money so they can make
that
well,
type
it's interactive
of
movies. It's like interactive. Instead of just making movies, you make interactive movies. You're blending video games with movies. That's what it is.
So your actors are virtual now.
Your actors are virtual, and it's almost like you could become the actor.
But what is it? Would you go to a movie theater and like watch like futuristic like characters that
well,
look
there's gotta be
really
a way
real, and you can play interact with the game with the movie, or
well, rather with unlimited options to go where you want to go, wherever the movie goes.
But that's the thing; it will
there'll be like virtual rooms where you go like do laser tag instead of laser tag. You'll go into this virtual room, and you can go with your friends. And you can do it in groups, and then everyone will have their own little things on, their own little virtual caps on, and then boom.
You play the game.
It's just like the. I mean, it's no different than the Matrix. You hop into the Matrix. You hop in. You're in the world. But really, they were just in some space central place or whatever. You know.
You know what's scary? I actually seen something like that when I was a kid. So they've been trying to do that for a long time.
Yeah, they've been trying to do it for years.
Because I remember, might be the first time or second time I went to Disney World. I don't remember, but I know I was little. There's a part in Disney World called Tomorrowland. And there was this big building that rotates all the time.
Yeah.
And you will enter, and it was like a multi-floor of video games and things.
Hmm.
And there was one that you will hop in and put like a casket on, like a helmet on. And then you hop on this little, like, it looks like a motorcycle thing, and everybody's the same way. And you're just playing a game, and you're playing against everybody.
Hmm.
Where you're like sitting down there.
I know what you're talking about. I remember that.
Mm.
I remember that.
So they've been trying to do that for a long time.
Well, they're doing it slowly but surely.
Have you seen the documentary Life 2.0?
What's that one about?
That's on Netflix. It's basically about it focuses on three stories, might be four stories, of these specific people that get sucked in on this game called Life 2.0.
Hmm.
That's basically a free virtual world that you anything and everything could be possible.
Right.
In the sense of, like, if you can think of something, you can make it there happen. And it's a great game specifically for graphic designers, because literally, you know, people that have that ability can make anything happen.
Right.
And the other side of the game is that you can actually make money out of the game, because whatever you let's say if you make, you know, like in Grand Theft Auto, in this game you make whenever you heist missions and things like that, you get money, you know, that virtual money, and with that virtual money you can buy tattoos and you can buy clothes and things like that.
Right.
In this game, Life 2.0, people can build their own stores and sell their own brand, and people pay actual money
for virtual stuff.
that's how addicting this game is that
right.
People are just throwing money away
right.
for things that are
not
even real.
I remember back when Sims was popular, the original computer games on PC. I had my moment with Sims, I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
My ex girlfriend at the time, she had her moment with Sims. I ain't gonna lie, we were just sitting.
But
there
were you paying like more money?
No, you're not paying any money. You're just playing Sims,
because you know Sims also
you
has
get a job in Sims, and you have to go apply for jobs, and you have to check the classifieds and go on interviews, all that. Yeah,
but crazy. How they try to get you on Sims was they will give you the game, and then they will have tons of like
expansion packs.
Right. Oh, you get more clothes, or oh, you get more shoes, or this
right,
and that.
Right.
And people would actually
would
buy it.
I know.
And I was like, this is insane.
It is insane. You know, people are crazy. Life
how much they
crazy.
Just want to escape reality.
Right.
It's just constant.
I guess that's why entertainment is so huge.
Mm-hmm.
Music, films, chance to escape the realities. Dum dum dum.
It's time to escape the reality.
Thriller.
Dum 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 dum.
actually made a joke about Michael Jackson like 3 days after he died.
Ooh.
At a comedy club at the Improv in West Palm Beach.
Tell us about that.
Actually, that was my biggest laugh. Honestly.
I bet.
Because my whole set was horrible.
And then you had to go to it, dude. It's like, okay, here it goes. It's going to be too close.
No, because it was because at that time, I honestly had zero, like, improbability at all. And I just went, because I was, at that time, I was just experimenting with improv, with stand-up. I was just trying to see what things work, what things didn't. So I was doing all the different forms of improv I could think of, even the dummy thing, the whole Jeff Dunham. I was trying all that. And
the dummy thing.
Hey, are you over there?
Okay, keep going.
And I basically said, this night I'm just going to go unprepared, completely unprepared. The only thing prepared I had was the Michael Jackson joke. And I went in, and I did zero improbability. And I just started talking about stuff and whatever and trying to make jokes out of nowhere.
Huh.
And I was just bombing. But it was the whole, all the comics previous to me, because I was like comic number 7 or 8.
Right.
All the comics previous to me were bombing. All they were bombing.
Huh.
Even one said, I'm going to quit comedy today. Like, today I quit comedy. That's what he said afterwards. And I went and I'm like, oh, I don't want to be on stage now because everybody's, you know, it's going to suck. And now that I don't have material prepared, you know, I don't know what the fuck to do. If I go do old stuff or just do what I wanted to do, I said, fuck it, I'm going to do what I wanted to do, which was nothing, you know, just off the cuff. And if anything, my Michael Jackson joke. And I did the Michael Jackson joke, and that's what I got, the pop.
Nice. So you went up there with nothing prepared. And you're just
nothing.
Trying to play off of what you see, what the crowd, what you feel, what you get.
Yeah.
It's awesome, man.
Because I never had that experience, and that was the thing I was scared of at the time.
Right.
It was just the interaction of, like, I don't have nothing, and the crowd is there.
Right.
And I that was my club to try things, and I went and I did it. And yeah, it sucked like every comic that day because everybody bombed. But
that one fateful Michael Jackson joke that will always get them to laugh, I tell you.
But it was 3 days after he died.
Right, no, for sure. What was it? Do you remember the joke or what?
Man, I don't remember the joke. That was like in 2008, 2009.
Blast from the past, right there, folks. That was a Steve Dez Island original.
There you go. There. If you're an animator, make a cartoon out of that, too.
All right, make a card out of it, too. I'll send it to my animators,
Your animators?
Hey, my animators, they play the games called the video. You ever played the games called the video?
The video? No.
The games called the video.
I never played
the video games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the games called the video. The games called the video.
You know what a virtual boy is?
A virtual boy.
Yeah.
Enlighten.
It's a game console.
Okay, nice.
It's basically like a binocular thing.
And you like virtual boys, right? Is that
No, it's an actual game, an actual console, and you can play Mario Tennis on it.
Okay.
It's like a punch out game. And it was an old console, like back in the 90s, maybe 80s, I think 90s, and you basically, like, you have a remote and you're playing, and it's all red. But it's a bunch of cool games. Mm. But what sucked about this, and I talked about this of the previous podcast, but I wanted to bring it up just to see if you knew about it, because little people know about it. But what sucks about it is that the only way you can play it, what powers it, because it's wireless, is batteries. Mm. And it needs like 16 or 18 AA batteries. Oh. So when, you know, you run out of batteries, it sucks, especially at that time.
Right.
And,
I hate that. Batteries. When will we get batteries that automatically recharge, huh? You tell me.
Look.
Oh, there's the virtual boy. You know, I remember that shit from back in the day. They called it something else, though.
Yeah, that's how you play it. You look really fucking cool playing that game.
Oh, my gosh.
My mom will be
wearing Google glasses soon.
Yeah, that's the original Google glass right there.
I'll be like, yo, Dez. And they need to make them look like Ray-Bans, though. And then everyone will buy the Google glasses. Mm. So
they saying the first thing that they did was kind of defective, but a bunch of people liked it. I know actually somebody that demoed it.
Demoed them.
And she loved it. So that's going to be the future. The future is going to be like a little...
Well, we can talk about the future.
We're not that far away, man.
When we're not even here and we're all
no,
just...
No, honestly, we're not that far away.
It's robots, basically. Dude, if we have enough money... It was on the Joe Rogan show. There's this new Joe Rogan show called...
Joe Rogan Questions Everything.
Yeah, you've seen those. Mm-hmm. Where they're talking about what it's going to be. Yeah. You'll be downloading all your memory into your big storage device, and you'll be roboted because it'll be 1,000 years from now. And the rich people will just robot themselves and continue their thoughts and memories.
Yeah, and they will be immortal.
Immortal. Immortal robot cyborgs.
I kind of don't want to be immortal.
I don't really think that's a good idea there, huh, there, Bob? I think you need to die soon if you are meant to die, huh?
Not soon, but die. Yes, die.
Walt Disney, you know, he froze himself. He's waiting for him. He's waiting for himself to
he's
thaw.
He's dead.
No, I didn't tell you. No, I'm just kidding. Walt Disney wants to come back and make another Donald Duck movie.
Honestly, freezing doesn't work. Like, you will die. You will freeze to death.
Who knows? What is it, Demolition Man? Dude, he came back, right?
Hey, only one person comes back, and his name 50 Cent. He got shot 9 times.
Oh, 9 times.
And he's still alive. How do you come from that, man? Getting shot 9 times.
I don't know. 9 times.
He has lived the original Grand Theft Auto life.
I'd say so. Do you like his movie? Did you see his movie?
Get Rich and... Nah. It's on Netflix. I should watch it.
Dude, are you sponsored by Netflix?
I'll sponsored tell you by what. Netflix. I'll tell you I, what. Not, I wish. I'll tell you what. I'm trying to get sponsored by
I'll
Netflix.
I'll tell you though. What. You keep saying Netflix, Netflix, Netflix. You better be paying us every time we say the NT. Otherwise, it's only NT.
The N word.
You would rather have us say the whole thing, right? Not just NT. Or NF. What am I saying? NT. Netflix. Netflix. NF.
I've heard if you repeat a lot of the things you want to get sponsored by, you get
eventually
sponsored
you
by
do.
It.
Right, right.
So, Time Warner.
Right. It's a good trick. It's a good trick. Right, right, right.
Hey, you know, I got Time Warner Cable. That's actually my internet also is ran by Time Warner.
Okay.
So if you say that the internet sucks, it's... It's Time Warner.
Time Warner. I don't know that company. Huh? Oh, yeah, that company. That one company. Huh?
That one company.
That one cable provider. Huh?
You know, the Twinkies are back.
Twinkies are back, dude. They're making a big comeback. It's like... I don't know. I don't know if it's a Jordan comeback because it's not that big of a comeback. I don't know whether if it's like a Joe Montana comeback where you're like, he comes back a little bit.
The ultimate comeback is the Kobe comeback when he comes back from his injury.
He's going to come back strong, but, you know, it all depends on his support around him, what type of support they're going to give him. And
Jordan's saying he's coming back.
Jordan's back, I hear, right? No, it's fine. That'd be good. That'd be crazy.
He'll be jacked up on steroids.
He just dunked it. I saw this little clip of him dunking it.
But last time he returned, he sucked.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't want to see him play. I'm just kidding.
The Wizards.
Right. You don't want to see him play.
He was a good baseball player, though.
Did you see his ESPN documentary?
Nah.
About him playing baseball?
Nah.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good stuff. Just talks about... I mean, he wasn't really that good, but he should have played longer if he wanted to do it. But I guess he proved what he needed to prove. He was going through a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
talks
yeah.
about all his how his father died and all that. It's good stuff, man. Real
no,
good
he doesn't have to become great at baseball, but the reason that he went and did it like proves a lot.
It's amazing.
Tons of people fail. Look at you know who's Brock Lesnar?
Brock Lesnar, yeah.
When he quit wrestling, he tried football. He sucked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's a huge dude.
Right.
But he just sucked. He was trying out for the Chicago Bears and he didn't get picked. That was the only
Bears.
So he went to UFC and kicked ass, and then he got his ass kicked.
Right, right, right.
And he quit
right.
that.
He's already done with the UFC?
UFC, yeah. He's back in wrestling. But he's wrestling.
He's back in wrestling.
He's back in wrestling, but he's wrestling part-time. He's only wrestling, like, every 4 or 5 months, the big pay-per-views. like SummerSlam, WrestleMania.
Do you watch wrestling?
A lot of wrestling.
You do? I don't get why people like wrestling, dude.
You don't get it? The thing is, I grew up with wrestling.
I grew up with it too, and I grew up with it with the same, like, you know, the Hulk Hogan, the Macho Man Randy Savage era, which was good era.
It was in my house. It was more like that was the only thing me and my dad bonded with, you know?
I see.
Like he would watch wrestling and I would get and watch wrestling with him.
Right.
You know, and it just became like a family thing. Then afterwards, you know, my mom and my dad got divorced, and then I just started watching wrestling by myself, and I just followed it all the way through, and I started turning my friends into wrestling believers.
You gotta be a believer of the wrestling, huh?
and they just started watching wrestling, man. And every time I talked to somebody about wrestling, my roommate also became a huge wrestling fan just because he's been my roommate and stuff. And literally, like, we sit down like on Monday nights and watch wrestling. It's like a bonding thing.
So who still wrestles now?
Anybody
that
you know?
That I would know?
John Cena.
So Stone Cold's not. He's not doing it anymore.
But Stone Cold's saying he wants, he can do one more match.
What is he? How does he talk? Stone Cold Steve Austin. What does he say? I'll tell you.
I forget how he does it.
Put you something here.
How'd Stone Cold Steve Austin talk?
You don't know how Stone Cold Steve Austin talks.
Pull it up. I gotta hear it because I used to be able to do it.
Ale boomaye.
Commercial brought to you by Netflix.
Netflix, sponsor me. That's the jingle.
Is it still called the WE?
Yeah.
Was it WWE or just WE?
WWE.
So it's still the WWE.
Yeah, yeah. It's World Wrestling Entertainment.
I couldn't follow it after they took the F out.
It's because the F was for the wildlife.
Right.
The world.
World wildlife.
Yeah. They had it before them. That was the whole thing.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
So they had to eliminate it.
What you did to him last month. Anchor. Yes. Shut up. You're pathetic. And since I can't touch your little mealy-mouthed husband, old Stone Cold Steve Austin.
It's entertaining. I'm not going to lie.
Out here and give you
they got Macho Man Randy Savage.
Right from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, shoot. This guy just dropped a chick.
Tell me that shit ain't entertaining. Especially back in that time. They won't give a fuck about women. Bam,
oh,
bam.
Man. That was... Jackass,
that's his wife.
Jackass needs to do a movie about a wrestler.
That's his wife. Like in real life.
That's funny.
Stone Cold Steve Austin says,
"Give me a hell yeah."
Chopping, give me a hell yeah.
Have you seen Macho Man coked up?
And I get a hell yeah.
Randy Savage on cocaine.
Macho Man Randy Savage on cocaine.
That dude did so much blow.
Sarasota, Florida. Come on in. You're going to be defending.
Teacup. He got a teacup.
But what's the cup for?
WrestleMania 3. Michigan. Yeah. 90,000 plus people watching right there. And this
awesome.
Is Ricky the Dragon Steamboat's cup of coffee in the big time. Yeah. Cup of coffee in the big time. Because you'll never get closer than now. I am the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion, and I will remain the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion. If yours the Animal Steel on the outside will be no factor. Yeah.
You say no factor. Obviously, he is a factor, or you wouldn't even brought it up.
Oh, back.
Wow, Mr. Sarcasm. Yeah, I don't care. If
I love it. His persona and character was the best, dude. I tell you.
No, because I am ready, and I will not let this opportunity slip through my fingers. Cup of coffee, man. Yeah.
Cup of coffee, man. Yeah.
Wow, man.
Wow.
That killed it at the end.
Google Macho Man Randy Savage on cocaine. If you haven't seen it, watch it.
Which one?
No, I was telling the people.
Oh, the Macho Man Randy Savage on cocaine.
Google that.
Macho, now I tell you, I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm going to get it in
Cup of coffee, Bob.
He became the Slim Jim guy.
Right.
Step into a Slim Jim.
Right. Oh, that's good news. And then you got, of course, the Hogan family. The whole train wreck Hogan family.
That's a crazy family. Especially that kid. The guy that got arrested a million times.
The guy that got arrested a million times. The guy that got arrested a million times.
A million times, yeah.
No, song. Song is everything, dude.
You just got that jingle. You like...
No, music, dude. Music is... I was talking about that to, like, a teacher. A friend of mine. One of the few things I remember from school are from songs. Math. States.
I remember one song when I was, like, in sixth grade.
What's that?
I love addition. I love subtraction, too. Counting by five is just what I like to do. Then it was, yes, math is really great. M, I love it. A, I love it. T, I love it. H, I love it. Solving my problems, that's what I like to do. Drawing triangles, rectangles, and circles, too.
Oh, nice.
Yes, math is really great. M, I love it. A, I love it. T, I love it. H, I love it. That was a song. I don't remember fully now that I'm reciting it, but yeah. Sixth grade, though. That's pretty cool.
Sixth grade, yeah.
I still remember those parts.
Got a few from seventh grade. I remember one.
That's the earliest you remember?
No, I remember something from like fifth grade, a song. States, all 50 states in alphabetical order. It's a pretty good one.
Go for it.
All right, time it. You got a timer?
Timer.
I'm trying to beat like 30 seconds.
Hold on. 30 seconds?
Yeah, let's see if we can do that. I don't know. It'd be tough, dude. 50 seconds. 50 states in 30 seconds are tough. Maybe it's a state a second.
You ready?
Yeah, should we try it?
So you want 50 seconds or 30 seconds?
I don't know. I'm tough now. We split it to 45. Try to go for it. You ready? One, two. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. Oh, shit, there you go.
That was 20.7.
Oh, 20. I beat 30. Nice. I was trying to. Oh, shit.
Well, somebody, please review that. Those are the 50
states.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I was going to say next. Make sure I hit them all, dude.
Is it Hawaii?
I think so.
You say Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico. Hey. Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico.
Can't touch
Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. I remember the quadratic formula. X equals the opposite of B plus or minus radical B squared minus 4AC all divided by 2A. Hey.
That was a song? Yeah. That was a whack ass song.
Well, no, they had melody. I just did it in a weird voice.
Oh,
It's like, X equals opposite of B plus or minus radical B squared minus 4AC all divided by 2A. Hey. And then you, of course, just would repeat that shit.
They had
over and over.
I remember they had CDs. I can't believe parents would buy this to their kids, but they had actual CDs of how to multiply in rap style.
How does it go?
One times one. One times two. One times three, and it would just keep going. And there was like, all right, put the next CD.
Right. That works. So I'm working on, that's funny that you say that. I'm working on a DVD just like that, but it doesn't necessarily do numbers like that. Mm. It's like half original children's songs and then half like copyright free ones. Mm. So then I'm doing those 10 in English, 10 in Spanish, the same songs.
Hey.
You know what I'm
Spanish.
Saying?
Spanish.
Spanish. So it'll be like, ¿Cundas hola, señor? Doce señora,
Teresa. Uno por uno, uno. Uno por dos, dos. Uno por tres, tres. Uno por cuatro, cuatro.
Cuatro.
Uno por cinco, cinco.
Cinco.
Uno por seis, seis.
Seis.
Uno por siete, siete.
Siete.
Uno por ocho, ocho.
Ocho.
Uno por nueve, nueve.
Nueve.
Uno por diez, diez.
Diez, ocho. You ocho? No, me diez. You mess with me, I'm diez.
Hi, I'm Dora the Explorer. Dora, Dora, Dora.
Dora, Dora.
Dora, Dora, Dora the Explorer.
Dota, what is this, my friend? Is this working?
That is called a vapor,
I said. Is this a humidifier? It's a humidifier, no?
Is that even... That's not even on.
That's
dang. Yeah, push it up and down. There you go.
Oh,
now you gotta wait Lord. Until it's green.
Holy Lord, I tell you, what am I gonna do?
Dora, 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 the Explorer.
So tell us what goes through your mind, Steve Dez, when you go into an audition.
Into an audition?
Yes.
Man. It's just, well, it depends what type of audition. If it's something that I have to be a character, I'm just thinking whatever thoughts of the character I might be thinking. Mainly, I don't think really about lines or anything. I just let it come through, fall through. But whenever it's a commercial audition, I'm usually just thinking about just being the best Steve Dez on his best day of his life, you know, and just be nice to people and yeah, just, you know, follow instructions as much as possible and just be me, basically.
You hear that, you actors out there? You hear that? That's exactly how you need to be for sure, because they're going to be casting you because you are you.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they can, you know, if you can take direction well to not be you, then you probably will get the job, because really they're not looking for you to be you. Okay, we're not looking for you to be you at all. This is how we want you to be.
Basically.
Basically, that's, you know, that's what's going on.
Or another thing you could do is sleep your way to the top. People have done it. People have done it.
People have done it and continue to do it.
Yeah. Some people, I always wonder, I'm like, how do they got this job? Then I go and I ask, hey, how was the audition process for you? Or do you know somebody from here? Oh, I suck this guy's dick. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, that's what you do. Okay.
Oh, the joys of Hollywood.
Hollywood. Get in my bind and rape you, Hollywood.
Everybody is crazy Hollywood. In this town. In Holly, Holly, Hollywood.
Can I have a quarter?
You got a quarter?
You got a quarter? I'm reenacting Hollywood.
Hollywood. Everybody's getting lost in Hollywood. I'm making my words up for Hollywood. And you can never tell me no.
It was insane. When I came out here, I was like, you know, already, you know, ready for the glitz and glamour. I came here from Florida, but I'm originally from Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. All right, keep going.
And when I came here, I was ready for the glitz and glamour of Hollywood. And it's not. It's like super dirty. It's
super dirty.
The other day, I think they like stabbed four people and like killed two.
It happens.
It's Hollywood, people. You can get your dreams made up here, or you can get killed. It's insane, man. Especially when I came here, like tons of people like that end up homeless just because they're chasing that dream, and they, you know, they don't have enough money to like sustain themselves out here. And it's shocking. My friend just made a documentary interviewing, like, every single one out here and, like, sharing their story. And a lot of them were specifically musicians, not actors or anything like that, but most of them were musicians trying to, you know, make a living out here, being whether it was playing the saxophone, guitar, whatever it was. But then at the end of the day, they just ran out of options, and that was, like, basically their only option. Mm. And they ended up in the streets. Mm. And it's sad. Especially, I live down in downtown LA, and I live close to this place. And sometimes I end up shooting there, and
I see them, and it's called Skid Row. It's basically a ton of, like, bums living there.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
And yeah, man, and it's crazy. I remember even I watched an episode of, like, the Rob Dyrdek show, one of those MTV shows that he has, and he went and gathered a bunch of clothes to give them to them. Sure. And, bro, and they came out, like, it was, like, 28 days later. Like, just attacking, basically. You know, some were kind, you know, they were like, hey, and grabbed it. But, like, most of them came just attacking, like, oh, I want this and this and this. And they were fighting over it because there's so many people and they need their need.
No,
and
for sure.
Especially the best player on the NBA, Kobe Bryant, is helping homeless living right now. He's part of the charity, the best player of the NBA. The best, just letting you know.
The current best.
Well, currently LeBron is the best because Kobe is not, you know, completely healed.
But when
he comes back, he's gonna be the best. Gotta give it to him. I'm not, you know, he's a cocky dude, but
he works hard. It's hard work ethic. That guy works hard. It's so you gotta give him some respect on that level.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like about him is just he's super cocky about things. You saw when he won the championship, he was like, suck it, bitch.
Suck it, bitch. Look at me. I got a trophy.
And I got a big-ass forehead.
My trophy's like the forehead, eh? Look at that, eh? Look at that, homes.
So LeBron James is Mexican.
No.
you know about the whole Delonte West and LeBron James thing, right?
Go ahead.
Delonte, LeBron, the reason why the last year with Cleveland, I guess it was. Yeah, the last year he was with Cleveland. The reason, air quotes, that he lost the championship, he didn't make it to, you know, win the championship, was because he was a lot in his head, because there were a lot of personal problems happening. Specifically, the biggest problem issue that he had was his teammate, Delonte West, who was this great point guard, I guess, point guard, shooting guard. He's a 1-2 man. He was sleeping with LeBron James' mother.
And I've heard about that.
And
yeah,
that was a big issue. So
now that you say that,
and people are just making jokes. Like on Twitter, I was reading the other day, like, damn, NBA 2K14 is so real that they list Delonte West as LeBron James' father.
Oh, shit. That's good stuff right there. Yeah, you got to rework something there for your next bit. When's your next bit? When's your next routine?
Well, I have a couple shows booked for next month, specifically for stand-up. Next month in December, I got those already booked. I might book something this month, but I'm still working on material. That's why I haven't really booked. But I have tons of improv shows. Like my team is getting booked like crazy on improv, specifically this month. We have like already over like 12 shows. Mm. You see in my calendar, everything that says like EF and Eldon,
right?
That's my team. That we have a show tomorrow. All that.
You guys practicing a lot?
We practice every Sunday.
Okay.
Every Sunday night we practice. So
you ever, what gives you your inspiration for your routines?
The word suggestion, mainly.
No. I'm talking about your routines, your stand-up.
Oh, my stand-up. Just my life. I'm more of I like writing jokes. I'm more of an observational comic, you might say. And a monologist. Like, I like to talk about, you know, my past, what's happening now, questions I have about life, just being myself, mainly.
And
of course, I exaggerate a little bit sometimes, but yeah, I'm still trying to keep it grounded and real as possible, because I found like that's why I laugh most of. It's just life in general.
Yeah.
And
the truth is funny, man.
Mm-hmm.
You believe that? The truth is funny.
I wish I was a bit of more of like a Andrew Dice Clay guy. I've been watching his bits a little bit, and because I got a lot of sex jokes, like crazy amount, but I cannot throw them like all the time, just because of the type of shows they book me. Like, I'm already booked for a show that is like for teens,
so
I can't even do that.
I
did a gig at the Laugh Factory, and it was like I couldn't curse, and you know, it's like sometimes it's like,
which words can you say when they say you can't curse? Do they give you a list of words you can't say?
Nah, but I don't say fuck or
you say like pussy.
I don't think I can say pussy.
I think you said pussy.
I say booty.
The booty? What about ass?
I didn't say ass.
You said bitch? Bitch would be one you could say, because you could say that now on...
Yeah, like a bitch could be an expression, like, bitch!
Well, like, that's what you do. You do the old Howard Stern bit, where you use all the words that are borderline into your own way of doing it.
Yeah.
Tell the story about that female bitch, or a female dog. You had to take the bitch into... No, seriously, I had to take the bitch in... to, you know, get work done, and that bitch cost me a lot of money. I tell you that. For reals. That bitch needed a new, like, collar. You know, I had to get that bitch cleaned. To get that bitch dyed and cut. So I'm telling you, man, those bitches eat a lot, too. Those bitches eat... Now these bitches are eating organic and shit. So the bitch food costs even more money. All right, you get what I'm saying? That's funny.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Good stuff, dude. Good stuff, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
You tell the gig about, you tell a joke about the gig you did when you weren't allowed to cuss. But the only word they told you to say, you can say was bitch, but you can only say it 10 times or something.
There you go. And I got it on tape forever.
There you go.
So I'm gonna write word by word what you said. I'm going to steal all your material.
And then the bitch pooped in my living room, and I had to pick up after that bitch's poop. And gosh damn, then the fact about it is that bitch is just my bitch's bitch. If you know what I'm saying. Oh man.
There you go.
There you go.
But hey, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Time to end the podcast.
Oh, we reached the goal.
Yeah, it's about that time. Is there anything you want to plug, Josh? Anything coming up? People for the lookout.
There's a lot of things coming up. You could just follow the Instagrams. Kind of what I've been promoting a lot lately. Just my first and last name, Josh Levine 03, JOSHLEVINE 03, and check out some of these Instagrams I'm throwing out there, and then. If you like those, then you can expand more into, you know.
You're not doing the Vines?
Oh, yeah. I do the Vines. I do the Facebook. I do the Twitter. I mean, you know, I do it all. But you start with that Instagram.
But you use the Vine for the Instagram.
No, Vines, it's a different mood.
But don't you save it in Vine? And then
I don't use them all. I different moods require different apps. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm in the Vine mood, you know, normally I've been drinking. So the Vines ones get a little bit different, you know. Instagram, I got a different crowd on Instagram, like the music crowd, you know. Facebook, I was going, you know, going in the video film crowd, so you don't really want to mix them all. I got all my family on there, so you know, you gotta separate out that social media. Gotta filter it out there, you know what I'm saying?
And that's the way to go.
No, thanks, man. It's been a good time, Steve. Appreciate it, man.
No problem.
You guys watch out for Steve too. He's up and coming comic. Gonna be huge. Gonna be roasting him one day on
Comedy Central
roast.
I'll be roasting people. I won't get to that level. That's James Franco level, man. It's James Franco level. That's the ultimate level.
Right. I guess that is.
Apparently.
That's what they say.
That's all what they're saying. But yeah, guys, after you check out his stuff, go ahead and check out my stuff if you have time. SteveDes.com. Probably Steve Des wise. He's taking off in a jetpack. That he bought on the Ammunation, the gun store from Grand Theft Auto.
Peace out, bitches!
And he just left. He's hovering from the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Josh. What a jetpack. But yeah, guys. And thank you so much for listening. I appreciate all the support, especially my fans out there in Europe. For some reason, I've been saying this the past couple of days, but for some reason, I'm growing in Europe. And thank you guys, especially in England. Shout out to my England people, Australia, the Middle East, peace in the Middle East. And yeah, guys, I'll see you on the next episode as I take this picture on the Steve Des Island podcast.
You've been listening to the Steve Des Island podcast. Be sure to visit stevedes.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Des on Twitter at SteveDesTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDesShow. See you next time.